Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Travis Williams saying there, the president of the Pirates, that the reason why Ben Cherington is here is because they intend on being a playoff team in 2026, period, full stop, and firing a general manager who had them 20 games under 500 in 2025 would set them back. I like the follow-up question because it made Travis Williams state the reasons why he thinks the Pirates are close, even though they're finished in the standings last place and their record would say they're not. And there are a couple of truths in there, but there are also things that got stretched big time by him. He said, we're a lot closer, carrying the momentum from 2025. What momentum? What momentum in 2025? Look at September record. Look at how they played the last 3 weeks of the season. That's not momentum. They didn't get red hot at the end of the year. Their manager, who I thought deserved an extension, finished 6 games under .500. That's a 77-win pace. If he manages like that next season, they're not going to reach their goal. I'll be generous and say, I agree with the best starting pitching in baseball thing. Fine. I'll give you that. You got Paul Skenes at the top of it. Chandler, I thought, had his moments. Ashcraft came up and was good for half the season. Burrows is a nice back-of-the-end rotation starter. Oviedo came off his injury and pitched well. You're going to get Jared Jones back next year? All right, that's true. Here's the big lie. Great young core of position players. They don't have one. They don't have a single good young position player. One of the things about the Pirates in 2025 that is a total myth. This was not a young baseball team, Chris.
No, it was not.
They played Tommy Pham every day. They played Andrew McCutchen every day. They played Brian Reynolds, who's 30, every day. They played guys who were in their late 20s every day. Nick Gonzalez, Spencer Horwitz.
Cornerstone is like 26 already. Ellie De La Cruz, who O'Neill Cruz is compared to, is a full 3 years younger.
Exactly. O'Neill Cruz. And did Travis Williams watch O'Neill Cruz since Memorial Day? You can't say he's part of a great young core. The only guy they played every day, or not even every day, the guy who played the most who's 25 or younger on this team is Henry Davis, who hit .167.
Which was good enough for me. Good enough.
So they do not have a good young core of hitters. They do have the best hitting prospect, the best overall prospect in baseball. They have one of the better farm systems in baseball.
Almost by virtue of just that guy's existence. I'm not sure how, like, exceptionally deep it is. Termar Johnson, I still have major questions about, among others.
The one thing that didn't get asked at this press conference that I wish would have, and it would not have, I think, like, I don't think Travis would have given, like, a big-time, like, in-depth, substantive answer. But I just wanted him, I would have liked to have heard him try to articulate, explain why someone couldn't come from the outside and make this better. You told me what you like about Cherington or what you like about what Cherington has done. Tell me, like, what bringing somebody from the outside is going to make this worse? What is the person going to do? The owner still is in charge. Like, if that guy wants to come in and trade Paul Skeens, he's not going to be able to do that without the owner's permission. Why wouldn't somebody who's got more of a resume developing hitters, which is what you need and what they said? Travis Williams said, he came right out and said it, we got to get aggressive and get better hitters in here. You're trusting a man who since 2020 has not developed a single good hitter. Why would you believe in him to do that? It's like, if I had somebody come over and babysit Stella, and the one thing I want that babysitter to be able to do is make sure that she doesn't go out and run into traffic. And the one time she came over and watched Stella, that's exactly what she did. She went out into the road. Why would I ask her back? If your goal was, we need more pitching, okay, here's a guy with a track record for pitching. He has no track record with hitters. I'm nervous. They give him credit for Connor Griffin, Chris. I don't think he's going to do a good job of picking the right time for him to get called up and when to find like that sweet spot, which is a very difficult thing to do with prospects. How many Pirates hitters have we looked back in retrospect on and said, oh, maybe they rushed him to the major leagues?
Or maybe they let him sit too long in AAA.
Yes, that's a very sensitive thing. He's the last guy I trust with that.
Well, I kind of want to know how much they've stayed. Like, they did the, we're staying away from Paul Skeens for the most part. They did little things, and they deserve credit with him. But I want to know how much they're just staying away on Connor Griffin and letting the guy's natural talent sort of do the work for them.
Sure.
Because they should stay far away from him.
Yeah, but that does... So Connor Griffin gets to pick the day he gets called up to the major leagues?
No. I'm just saying, like, more from a how he's developed so far, I hope that they are letting him develop on his own timeline, but also are aggressive about bringing him up. If he looks ready, bring him up.
They're trying to thread two very narrow needles. The first one is winning on a budget, which a couple teams do. Cleveland still playing baseball. Cincinnati still playing baseball. Now, Cincinnati needed, you know, one of the most embarrassing collapses in baseball history to take place. They went 40-40 over their last 80 games and got in with an 83-79 record, but still they're there. So there are a couple of small market teams. So you know it's harder. Most of the big market teams are still playing. The small market teams are not, who don't spend as much. And the other needle is very few teams in baseball go from low 70 wins to high 80 wins or 90 plus wins the next year. There's only one team in the playoffs this year that did that, Chris, and that's Toronto. They went from 74 wins to 93 wins, a massive jump. They have the seventh largest payroll in all of baseball.
Toronto's the
they
fourth
gave
biggest
Vladimir
city in
Guerrero
North America.
Jr. a $500 million deal or whatever the hell it was.
Yeah, Toronto's a bigger city, I believe. It might be fifth largest city in North America.
You're basically asking the 2025 Pirates to become the 2025 Pirates to be the 2012 Pirates and go from 79 wins, they went to 94. 15 win jump.
86-76.
That's what this team needs to do. And they're entrusting Ben Cherington to be the guy. Neil Huntington brought in Francisco Liriano and Russell Martin, made two huge moves.
Both of which paid
that
massive
team.
Dividends.
Yes.
Massive dividends. Martin was a complete culture change guy, and Liriano, I think, for the balance of that year, really, was their best pitcher. Man, a lot to say. I'll try to summarize it quickly then. I know you're fired up, probably because the Mets aren't playing right now, and you've got to get an outlet for that anger. I understand it. That was a cheap shot, and I don't know why. We're on the same side today. First off, whenever somebody asks you, why is Ben Cherington or why is X person the right person for the job, and you can't answer the question directly by saying, here's why Ben Cherington is right for the job, and you just start speaking in generalities, that is a dead giveaway. It's a very scared money, don't make money approach when Travis Williams is talking about it might set us back if we go to a different GM.
You know what he's doing, Chris?
He's living in his fears. That's right. If he was a football coach, I would be just pillorying him right now for this. So I think it's a scared money, don't make money approach. I think there are plenty of assistant GM types out there who would love to take over the job knowing that they need to try to build a winner now around Paul Skeens. I just find Travis Williams' entire answer there, all of it, to be very unconvincing. I think it's very easy to get up in front of a group of reporters who might be asking you very pointed, very tough questions and do what I think Travis Williams did there, and Ben Cherington for that matter. We'll get to him later. Speak in generalities about what we need to do and how we need to do it and how we need to be better. There is no young hitting core, as you pointed out. They were an aging team. The momentum part of it, though, is probably the most offensive part, because to me, that's telling your fans what you saw all year and what you saw in September.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Don't look at that. Momentum would be, like, the Pirates in 2012, Pony, had momentum in the sense that they had technically more wins than they did in 2011.
They actually had no momentum, though, because they choked like dogs.
They collapsed. But hold on, but the real point here is momentum from season to season, I don't think, like, September to April does not exist. There's 6 months
in between. I agree with you. That's 100% not agreement with you on that.
But just, so take that at face value. Momentum in this context does not actually exist, right?
Yeah.
If you were going to squint and say that it could exist, it should be on a season-to-season basis. And at least that team went from, what, 71 and 91
to 79.
Okay,
so you're saying if they had gone from 76 to like 81. 80 wins or
right.
Something like that.
They were 81 and 81, and they had improved by five wins. 6 years
is a long time to not get a winner, but we're getting closer.
And Don Kelly had been
I agree with that too.
14 games over 500 or something.
How do you say momentum when you won five fewer games?
That was my huge takeaway. You went 71 and 91. Forget about collapsing in the last month to get there. You were demonstrably worse this year by five full games than you were last year. By definite, if the Steelers went 9-8 this year or last year, and then this year ends and they went 6-11, and Omar Khan got up there and said, "We believe in our young core and the momentum we generated heading into next year," I'd say, "Omar, what are you smoking? Can I have some? I'd love some." Because it's just the dictionary definition of anything but momentum. And to me, it's Travis Williams trying to say, what you actually saw isn't real. We've got the secret formula back here. We've crunched all the data. This is why we're in better shape. Travis, you're not. And I don't think you're fooling anybody when you say you are. I just don't. Who's buying that out there? What Pirate fan watched this season, and other than maybe thinking Don Kelly got those guys to play harder for long stretches and wasn't totally devoid of managerial ability like Derek Shelton, what person watched that team and came away thinking, yeah, man, there's some trajectories here I love?
Ben Cherington built the lowest scoring Pirates offense this century. The worst by a mile. They were by far the worst offensive team in baseball. It's year six.
They have the worst record by 53 games in the division.
That's it, man. That's it.
In these 6 years he's been on the job. He has generated no momentum. If he's Sisyphus trying to push a big rock up a hill, it started rolling the wrong way on him this year, and it hadn't really been going in the good direction for a while.
I told you this might happen. What ended up happening here is one guy got scapegoated. It's all Derek Shelton's fault.
You were right about that.
I said the odometer was going to go back to 0-0.
Well, actually, no, hold on. I want to clarify one thing. I'll let you finish because you're right. The odometer went back to 0-0, But I think part of what you said was if Kelly like manages like a 500 manager,
yeah,
it'll absolve Charrington. He didn't even do that.
He didn't do that, but
he was a 77-win manager.
I know, but individuals made enough strides globally in the organization too, where they all talked themselves or talked the boss into giving them one more shot. And the problem with this all is this, and we'll get to calls here coming up at 412-928-9370. You'll hear the clips coming back. They are talking a big game. Like, we are going to see things this offseason from the Pirates in terms of moves getting made like we've never seen before.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.